این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The fountainhead of all the mischief and all the waves which occur in this world is in the hands of these superpowers and satanic powers. Among wars, there are two types of wars. One is satanic and one is tawhidi, or oneness to Allah. Tawhidi battles are the battles of prophets, saints, or awliya, and believers. Their purpose is to eliminate rebellion and that the people guilty of rebellion be punished. These battles are divine battles and the battles that are fought for status and rank, power or government, or for those who are mercenaries, one who serves for sake of money, and embezzlers steal by fraud are Iblis and Satan battles.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini says that Islam is a trust in our hands and we are duty bound to keep this trust. Now, in this part of his speech, we must realize that he, being the leader of the Islamic Revolution, being the jurist and having followers and an Islamic scholar, he says that, remember that Islam is a trust in our hands. We are Muslims. We are those who claim to be Muslim, who claim to follow Islam. Therefore, remember that this Islam is a trust in our hands. We should not be like those who from before they changed their religions. The prophets, they brought a religion upon them and then they made changes to it. And they have announced their own religions. Whereas when we are the Muslims, Islam is a trust in our hands. And we are duty bound to keep this trust. We need to keep this trust as it is. We need to follow the footsteps of the teachings of Islam as it's been described in the Quran. We cannot bring anything from ourselves. And the problem occurs where when someone comes and he tries to describe Islam according to his own thinkings. When people see that the true Islam is not being followed, and there are many other groups, for example, in today's world, we can see ISIS, we can see other examples, the other terrorist groups who are basically describing Islam according to their own perspective, according to their own thinking, and it has nothing to do with the Islam. Therefore, we need to be very much careful that we must take care of this Islam. We must be duty bound to keep this trust. Why? So that when people see us, they can see the real picture of Islam. When they see us practicing Islam, they should know, they admire that this is the true Islam that is bringing peace, that is giving peace and bringing peace to the world, that is giving the message of perfection and love in the world. So this is the true Islam. And if we can keep this trust in our hands, if we can keep practicing this Islam according to the true teachings of the Quran, then obviously this is Islam which will be spread. And this is the Islam. When we follow this, we will have the last savior coming and saving all of us, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha